This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hi, guys. Hope you guys are doing okay. Let me even greet you guys today. Rashida, did you greet them? Greet your people now.
Maraba.
Welcome to a brand new episode. This is the episode of Different Gems, trending topics. If you are in this world and you don't know what's going on, well, we are here for
That's
you.
That's why we are here
Tune
for
in
them.
And find out. Yes, we've broken everything down. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Have a beautiful weekend. Peace out. What's that, Rashida?
I don't know. Just found this. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sister, Ado. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. What up, Wani? How are you doing?
Good, good. You?
I'm good. Everywhere
weather
soft.
Is looking dark.
My dear, it's raining. London is dark. It's night at... What's the time? This is like 11 a.m. Yeah, everywhere is just dark. You can see I'm using an external light. So you can see me clearly.
Abuja is clear too since morning. I thought it was going to rain. Perhaps it rained. I'm not sure, but it's been cloudy here all through too. I think we're having the same weather.
We are twinning.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, the school holidays have started officially.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, we survived.
I don't want you to complain that you want these boys to go back to school.
I woke up this morning. We came in and everybody had one or two things. Fight have started. It has started officially too.
You're going to be a judge.
I started
Department of Justice.
I started this morning. He's not letting me. He did this. He pushed me. He kicked me.
Oh,
so
God.
We've started. I'm officially on duty as I speak to you.
Enjoy.
Thank you. We shall survive this too. 6 weeks, 44 days.
Oh, you've or like it's during the holidays we usually appreciate the work that teachers do. It's not easy. Like these are your kids, right? But you're overwhelmed.
Of course.
Then they have to do this every day, 5 days a week, with minimum of 20 children. Can have 40 children.
You know, so the thing is that the kids are well behaved in school. You hardly see a kid that is not well behaved in school. They do everything by the books.
There's that, but I won't accept that they do everything by the books. Rashida, you don't know about stubborn kids.
No, we have them. I'm trying to talk about like majority of them. Of course, there are those kids that are...
And they can be a handful,
of
Rashida.
Of course, they are.
Especially of these small ones. You cannot beat them.
No, you
shout, they'll be looking at you. And now it's gentle parenting that they are doing.
There's a special need kid. Everybody comes and they say, she did this to me. In fact, when we first started reception, I didn't understand the logic behind it. My son would come and he would be like, oh, there was biting, there was pushing, there was everything. And he came and he told me that, oh, they beat him. And I went to school furious and saying, I went to fight. And then I told me. I told the teacher said, oh, I will look into it. I felt she wasn't doing anything. So I went to meet the parents. I'm like, your child is biting my child. Your child is terrorizing my child. What is the problem? That was when he told me that, oh, are you aware that my child is autistic? I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand. understand, not trying to be insensitive, but can we, is there a way we can do it so your child doesn't bite? Biting should not be involved. There are other ways that we can calm the child down. And the child in particular, they fight today, they make up tomorrow, they are friends today. So
what it is to be a kid.
Yeah.
They don't know. Oh, God.
That was what happened. And yeah, now we survived it. And the system here in the UK is, you know how in other schools, when they go to the next class, they shuffle the kids. Here in the UK, they don't shuffle the kids. So till you finish the school, you're with the same children. About the autistic kids, this helps them because, you know, this was the first time they were meeting in the same class. Now that kid is used to them. When you change them, you're starting all over again. So I think maybe it's because
that's
of those kids that, so that they are used to these faces and you don't have to struggle in the next term. It's nice. System, like, it's life. What can you do?
When I say there's a rise in autism, or there's a rise in the detection and awareness for autism, because there are a lot of kids now, you see, and I'm happy that parents don't hide it. It's not something that you should hide. You gave birth to a kid and they had autism. It's not your fault. It's not nobody's fault.
Yeah. It's hard for some parents to even accept it. It's when you accept it that you're able to look for a solution for the kid.
Thank you. And with every other thing too.
May Allah make it easy for us. You know, Allah tests you with different things, and if he hasn't tested you with some certain things, you can never understand the person going through it. I always say everybody's doing their best. Everybody's doing their best. You can only do your best.
And you know, handling kids, even as an adult, Rashida, when you are down with something, how do you react? How do you go through it? Talk more now of kids. They don't even understand what's going on. They can't explain it to you and all that. It's not easy. May Allah bless all the parents going through this. It's not easy at all. Anyway, enjoy your summer vacation.
My 44 days. You see.
Embrace your kids.
As if I have a choice. Oh, God. You see, this week there was bass.
This week the social media was just funny. Like, so many things were happening at the same time. I was like, oh, my God. Well, alhamdulillah.
Did you see the video of that guy, the CEO, that went to a Coldplay concert with his sneaky link?
It's possible that you are in the social media space.
Yeah.
The internet space. And you tell me that you've not seen that. It's not even possible. And the way it picked up, oh, my God. Like, I've never seen something go viral like...
Coldplay just called them out because immediately the camera panned towards them. See all of them dodging.
The funny thing, Rashida, if they had stayed normal, it wouldn't take time. They would just go to the next
reaction, when God wants to catch you. And maybe this guy has been lying through his teeth. He has been lying.
Which one is maybe? You cannot be a thief and not a liar.
Yeah, the woman has had her suspicion and she has called him out and he said, no, we are just work colleagues. We just work. We're having meetings. We are at the meeting. He had told her that we are going for a meeting, not knowing that they're going for a concert with VIP.
And they're really, they stood on top.
You went with Sneaky Link and you stood on
with
top
her
VIP
friend.
Section.
With her friend. Oh, you didn't see the friend?
The friend also works in the same company, so she knew.
And citizens of the net. Did you see the reaction
of the friend? The friend was laughing. She could not control herself.
Like,
she said,
see, Rashida, so because I think this friend of hers supports what she does, they have been in the same companies, like three different companies together. People went digging. Whenever this one move, the other one will follow. Like that. So they have been together. They know this thing. And it's like people in the company knew. HR, a whole HR with CEO. When God wants to catch you, come and see different companies. People reenacting the play. It's so funny. I have loved it. But it's so sad for the wife and the husband of the woman.
They're both married.
Somebody said that's why they don't want work from home. They are forcing people to go back to the office. It's because of all these affairs. I pity these people that have kids. Both of them have kids.
Yeah.
And your mother too.
They are older people, so their kids will be in their teens. Let's say they should be teens. If they had given birth early, their children should be in their 20s. If not, their children should be teens. So this these are children in high school. As
when they are old,
see,
let me even check.
Not that old.
Wait, no, he doesn't look that old.
And the Brian,
is this top search?
Definitely
43.
So he had an apology letter. He said, "I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment."
He said, "The
caused.
Moment." Yeah. God will punish.
He has to write it in an official way now. You see, so that
okay.
What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my children, and the team of Astronoma. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. This is not what I want to be or how I want to represent the company I helped build. Did you hear? The company he helped build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability, and to figure out the next step. Personally and professionally, I ask for privacy as I navigate this process.
They are always asking for privacy.
When he went to one stage to go and fornicate, he did not know that he said, "I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle." As a friend,
can you imagine? You went to a concert and you want privacy. You went to a concert of thousands of people
song
and you
that
want privacy.
He did not say, "Oh God, forgive me for what I have done." He said, "As a friend once sang, light will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you." This guy, that apology, very useless. That apology was not sincere. It was not from his heart. I hope it's not even ChatGPT that wrote that thing for him, because
it's possible. And but you see how the wife removed his name completely.
This thing
so
has
maybe what, she has been suspecting.
Yes, it didn't just start.
A woman,
this was
you
a
have
sign
the
for
you
her.
Have the feeling. Yes. Yeah, you had the feeling. Maybe she had confronted him, and he has been gaslighting her. Is in your head. He's married. How can you say, then God say, okay, hold on.
He's just sorry that he caught him, not sorry that it happened.
Yes, yeah, about what he did. Yes,
so definitely. It's a perfect time for them to go. If the other woman, if her husband forgives her, because men should learn to forgive their wives when they catch them cheating.
Just the society expects women to forgive the men
exactly
when they catch the husband's cheating.
So maybe that other one, her husband will forgive her and she will stay. But him now, from all indication, if it doesn't happen, two of them, they must marry each other. They should do big wedding and invite Coldplay to come and play at the wedding.
The problem is, this kind of people now will not like to marry each other because they won't trust each other now. If you did it with me, what are the chances that you not do it?
You know, there's something very sweet about sneaky link, about hiding and doing things.
Yeah, no.
By the time it's in the open,
adrenaline,
does not need to be sweet again.
At all, the dopamine, all these things, hormones that you release, is when you are hiding that is very, very sweet. Look at them. See the way he was holding.
VIP ticket.
Yes.
You know how much
somebody said maybe the wife has been telling him they should do something special and he has refused. He has
See, there is no way he did not tell his wife that they have a meeting that is going to take all night, that he will not be home.
God, oh. Maybe they even traveled, Rashida.
It's possible. Maybe it's not even in the city.
Maybe they even traveled.
No, but that friend, she's wicked. Her laugh was her laugh was too much. Why would somebody laugh that much?
People? It's like you don't
I don't have
people.
A problem.
They will be best friends, best of friends. And when you are working with them, the next person just steps out, you know, or leaves where you people are. The best friend will start gossiping about her best friend. And it's normal to them. It's you that you're seeing it as a whiner. No, it's normal.
Well, they say everybody's a thief until you get caught. Make sure in everything you do, make sure they don't catch you. Be smart about it. How can you be moving around with sneaky link like that in the open? That's why it's called sneaky link. It reaches your tongue. You went to a full concert with thousands of people.
Public.
You see, you guys should be careful. God is a joke to you. Because when God wants to catch you on a platter of gold, see how he served it. He served it like this. And when he was serving it, he didn't serve it that only her will catch him. He served it that the whole world.
The whole world.
You guys, just do the right thing.
I feel sorry for the woman, because Rashida, she didn't bargain for this. And people have gone to her page showing that they care here, she didn't ask for this. A man will do his rubbish and the woman will be suffering part of the consequence.
That's what I hate the most.
Wallahi, look at the person. Go on. God. And I hope she has support system because she will need all the love. The whole world is talking about your husband. Oh, God.
Everywhere. No, yes, it's everywhere. Bad. Because anywhere I swipe, somebody is saying something. Everywhere I swipe.
People are analyzing the video, the reaction, everything.
There's an AI video of somebody teaching him what he should have done at that moment. You'd have done as if she was choking. There's so many things he could have done. The way he dodged
choking
was
and
just
he's trying to help.
In fact, see, this thing say if you're doing
never calculated.
Why are you hiding up and down?
No, now, Rashida, you know the cheat always think they are smart. So they have never in their wildest dream calculated that they will be caught. Talk more of getting caught in a Coldplay concert.
He called them out. He said, it's as if they are cheating. Oh, God.
It's so obvious. I wish his wife all the best. But Oyinbo, people have already gone to calculate his net worth that she should go and get her. There's no point again. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is what it is. Please, if you are cheating, cheat with your full chest. Don't go and be doing half cheating.
Which one is half cheating, Rashida?
The one that you are doing, you are hiding.
If the person is not hiding, then it won't be called cheating, now, will it?
If you have been caught, you have been caught. Just chest it.
Somebody said that if it was a Yoruba demon now, you say his AI is not him. With their full chest, they would deny it.
Yes, it's to deny
this one, you are busy hiding.
Anyway, somebody will do something in the next 2 days and this will be forgotten. We'll move on to the next thing.
That's the problem with social media.
That's life in general.
That's life.
They will move on to the next thing.
Eventually. Life goes on no matter what. We need to accept that. The world will not stop because of your shenanigans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Life goes on.
From one story of a
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Cheating husband to another story of a cheating wife. This one said, I slept with my husband's friend. I'm wrong and two wrongs don't make a right. I was married at a young age and my husband was 13 years older than me. Anytime we had disagreement, he would always report me to his sister on their group chat that I'm not even there. It's not a problem because she's his family. After giving birth to my firstborn, the mother told him to kick me out of the house, which he did. 2 years down the line, I went back to him and he got me pregnant again. And at 7 months, he left me alone and went MIA. All along, I had invested in making the marriage work to the extent of dropping out of school, which I regret to date.
Of course.
He's so violent, and at one point, he placed me on a conference call with his side chick.
Okay. See, finish. No, do pass this one.
God. Side chick's best friend, and she really insulted me.
She on the call? Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Somebody placed you on the call. You want to wait and see the end of what is going to happen.
God.
Then you'll not be receiving premium insults.
Yeah.
To cut the long story short, he brought around his friend and we just developed a casual friendship. The guy encouraged me from my lowest, especially when I had lost my self-esteem. He encouraged me to go back to school and build myself. In between, I fell in love with him. But the violence from my husband was getting worse that he begged me to allow him to rent me a house.
Mm-mm.
She's trying to say that the husband friend was seeing how violent her husband was becoming.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
So she said, once bitten, twice shy. It's either I pay for my own bills and get a job or stay in my husband's house, since going back home is not an option. He's been busy beating me and going to the extent of telling people to my face that he's doing me a favor. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm just planning my next step to leave once my funds are right. I know I'm no longer pure, but...
What does that mean?
She's not pure because she has slept with the guy she fell in love with.
Oh, she cheated. Oh,
she cheated. Okay. She's asking that, does this vindicate her a bit? She's trying to ask that sleeping with this other guy, does it vindicate her because of what she's facing in her husband's house?
No, it doesn't, because she had the option of leaving, then maybe be with the friend. Cheating under no circumstances is acceptable once if you are married, even if you're in a serious relationship. And the friend too. What kind of friend is that? So you mean you cannot advise your friend?
His eyes is on the woman.
He would have been the devil and advised the man to divorce the woman now, so that he will have her completely. But the way she kept saying he keeps beating me just casually, like it's normal. That's where my attention is.
You didn't hear the part where she said going back home is not an option.
And you see, there lies the whole issue, because these men, the abusers, know you don't have any other choice. And, you know, most of the time, they isolate you from your family, your friends, you know. And you'll be estranged from your friends, especially ladies. They get married and you don't have friends anymore. So they do that. Abusers know that. You know, it's their game. They are very well adept in that. But what I don't get is from the family side. No matter what happened, she's your daughter. No matter what happened, why would you close the door for your own child? I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. If you leave that house, don't just know that you're not coming back here. Everybody is facing the one moment, issue in their marriage.
The moment you tell your child that is the end.
Like,
do you know one thing that makes me teary? Anytime I see a video of a father or a mother talking to their kids and telling them that this, be it a boy child, be it a girl child, and you're telling them this is your home, no matter what, come back home. If things get hard, come back home. I will always be here for you. We will figure it out. There's nothing that makes me teary than that. Don't allow your child assume or think of it. Tell your child that, you know, tell them, let them hear it come
this
from you.
This is forever your safe space.
Yes, let them hear it. Let them not be thinking, oh, if I go home, will they accept me?
Will they?
No, tell them. Tell them this is home. As long as I am alive, as long as I am here, if life gets hard out there, come. I'm still teary saying this. Now come back home. I will be here for you, and we will figure it out. I love hearing those statements. I love hearing those words from parents.
Like, and it's even worse in the African setting. And for us Nigerians in the north, you see this happening a lot. So women tend to stay in abusive relationships, in abusive marriage, because where am I going? And sorry to say again, the malams, they don't help this matter, Rashida.
Malams that are supposed to be the ones that, you know, are safe space, they are always the ones that just make things more complicated for everybody. That's why it's important that the preaching, you are careful about the preaching you listen to.
Here, malams, the way they describe if a lady leaves a marriage, you'll be scared. Inki kadawa gida yanzu baki da freedom zaki je kina fada da kanninki akan daki gare ki zanna ki hakuri da mijinki wanene wanene, all that stuff. And then parents hear it too, you know. So when you leave, your room is taken, all that. But what's the underlying issue? There's abuse here, you know, be it physical, psychological. And if it gets to that point where your child wants to go back, why won't you accept them? Even if they are wrong, you accept them back. You advise them. It's life. Everybody is doing this to once. So what are we talking about? And this thing happens to women anyway. A man doesn't face this at all. It's always the women. It's really sad. Another sad part for me is you see ladies, women supporting this rubbish. But in conclusion, Sha, I do not accept any person cheating. If you know you can't stay, just leave.
I know it's difficult. It's not as easy as
it's not easy now. You have to be intentional about it, because Rashida, at that point, she's at her lowest. Then she sees a man that gives her attention, that wants the best for her. Even if he's pretending, she will agree.
But we should normalize, like, taking help from people, you know?
What do you mean?
Because in this write-up, she was saying that once bitten, twice shy, she's scared of another man paying her bills. We know that you don't have the money. You don't have the funds to start on your own. So you rather stay there. What if you die before the funds is complete? privilege for you to go and rent your own house?
Well, I think maybe the help, because the help is coming from a man, and this the problem she's having is from a man too. Can forgive her for being paranoid because of what she has faced. Maybe if it was a woman or maybe a father figure that said he wanted
to help her. Yeah, but now I feel like she's more smarter. She's more smarter because of what she has gone. So then she collect the help, but tell him that this is what I want. I am not going to do this and that. If you agree, this is my rules and regulation, then fine. If you don't agree, that's it.
But from what you read, we don't know her frame of mind. And like you said, it's not easy. Easier said than done.
Easier said than done.
And it's not like she has gone through this before. You understand? So, God, women are going through things.
You see, talking about women are going through things, I came across something. The things that women go through did not start now. So these are statements that powerful men that like ruled the world, men that their names were popular in their era, said about women. An ancient Greek philosopher said, the male is by nature superior and the female is inferior. An American novelist said, a little bit of rape is good for a man's soul.
Wow.
Napoleon, he said, nature has made women our slaves.
Oh, wow.
They are our property.
Mm-hmm.
A former U.S. representative from Missouri said, if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut the whole thing down.
Wow. Which one is legitimate rape again, Rashida?
Yes, sis.
Did we get a new flavor of rape?
Martin Luther,
God,
a German reformer, once said, the word and work of God is quite clear. This, that women were made either to be wives or prostitutes.
Oh, wow.
Pat Robertson, American former presidential candidate, said, feminism is a socialist anti-family political movement that encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
A former speaker of assembly in India once said, when rape is inevitable, lie down and enjoy it.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Winston Churchill, British Prime Minister, once said, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest.
Wow.
Just wow. Mm. That was my same reaction. Wow was all I could see. These are supposed world leaders. World leaders. I'm not making this up. You guys, go and type in what statements that powerful men have said about women, and this will come up. I'm sure there are more.
There are more. And talking about Pat Robertson, he's on Twitter and they have been dragging him. The scary part of it, I'm sure when you're on Twitter, you see people talking about Red Pill Twitter, Red Pill podcast. It's all these podcasts that are anti-women, all these supposed masculine patriarchy podcasts. So they are teaching boys, even young boys, all this rubbish. Women are tools to be used. And you will see it. If you notice, there's a rise in hate crime against women. And he's one of them. If you see things he says about women, you'll be like, oh my God, what is it? Because as it is, Rashida, women are at disadvantage everywhere in every aspect. But still, if you are not subservient, if they don't see you like a slave, you are not doing it right. So at the end of the day, it's left for you as a woman to decide. Nobody is coming to help you. That's why I always pity women. You'll be siding with men against your fellow women because you want them to like you or to say, this one, she gets sex. At the end of the day, you do one thing, they start calling you a shao. But society, and it's good that you brought this list. It didn't start today. Look at the great men since time immemorial. But it's really sad. Women, wise up. Women have been collecting. It was early this week when I saw one. I was so shocked. I said, let me share. So this lady was, I think, narrating her story. Said, my visa got approved. His proposal came the next day. You know what's worse than an enemy? A man who pretends to love you while quietly praying you never rise. My name is Saderunke. I have never been the soft girl. Now, she goes on to explain. I've been the one who holds it down for her family, for her man, for everyone except herself. At 29, I was carrying 5 people on my back, feeding my mother, paying my brother's school fees, covering the debts my father left behind when he died. And Michael, my boyfriend of 5 years, he was there, smiling, hugging, whispering, "You are so strong," but never lifting a finger to ease my burden. There were nights I came back from 2 jobs, sweating and hungry, and this man will still wait for me to cook for us. Times I paid his rent, and when his business was down, even his car, I helped complete the payment. Yet, not once did he say, "Babe, marry me." Not once. But he told everyone we were almost married. Almost. That was always the word. The truth is, Michael didn't like strong women. He just liked women who were strong for him. He never encouraged my dreams, never asked what I really wanted, never pushed me to level up. Instead, he watched me run on empty and praised me for being resilient. But I didn't complain because I didn't think I deserved better. I wasn't the prettiest, wasn't the most noticed, and Michael was safe. So I stayed. Until one day, I sat at my desk and I felt tired of carrying everyone but myself. That day, I applied for a visa to Canada. I didn't even tell him. It took a year, a lot of waiting, a lot of praying, 3 rejections, 1 miracle. And when that miracle finally arrived, I cried like I just escaped a burning house. "Your visa application has been approved," I told Michael that evening. He paused, smiled small, then said, "Wow, that's big. Congrats." That was it. Not, "How can I come too? Let's figure this out. What about us?" Just congrats. The next day, and I mean literally the next morning, he came to my house with a ring. "Michael, I've been thinking, I want to marry you. Let's do this together." I stared at him for 5 years, nothing. Now that I had something just for me, he wanted to lock it down. I asked, "Why now?" He smiled again, that deep fake smile. "Because I don't want to lose you. You've always been mine." No apology for 5 years of emotional silence. No acknowledgement that he watched me struggle and did nothing. Just a ring. Like that could erase everything. I told him I'll think about it. And for the next few days, he was perfect. Calling, praying with me, sending food, acting like he was the man I always begged him to be. But it felt forced. Then I found out it was a Sunday. Hot and chaotic. I was buying suya at Warimpa when I saw him. Working with a woman I have never seen. They were laughing. He even kissed her cheek. I didn't confront him. I followed. They walked into a small estate. She held his hand like it belonged to her. She had a baby bump. I called him later. "Are you home?" "Yes, just finished cooking." "Why?" That's when I knew. He wasn't just lying. He was living another life. 3 days later, I called his sister, the one who always called me our wife. I told her what I saw. Silence. Then she whispered, "Runke, you were always the backup plan. I'm sorry." That hit harder than anything. Not a side chick, not the main babe, just the backup. I left Nigeria on a cold January morning. My mother cried. My brother didn't even help carry my bags. Michael texts, "You didn't even say goodbye." I replied, "You watched me suffer for years and cheated on me. Goodbyes was too expensive to waste on you." Blocked. It's been 8 months. I'm not rich yet. I'm still finding my feet. But at least they are my own feet. And every time I doubt myself, I remember the man I loved was rooting for me to stay beneath him. And if I had said yes, I would have married someone who didn't want to see me win. Ladies, look closely. Sometimes the man holding your hand is the same one holding you back. Oh, that was a long one.
God, I beg. Say what? What?
And Rashida, this thing happened in different versions, in different ways that we even think.
Yeah.
Remember the one that you brought last week? That he impregnates her every time she's about to get a promotion. At the end of the day, share women, look out for yourself.
It's so unfortunate. Thank God this one was even smart enough. What are the odds that she will catch him cheating the same time that it was a sign for her that it was time for her to leave this relationship behind? There was nothing to fight for. Yeah. She should go start a new life. Start everything afresh. This 5 years of her life, it's gone and it's gone. There's nothing she
her own is even worse. The brothers are not supportive, even though she's the one helping them. Boyfriend, zero. You know, I think when you do something because of God, at the end of the day, he'll always have your back.
Definitely.
And he'll always have ways of making you see things.
With stories we've seen and have heard and people have come out to say, you tend to find out that people that bend their back for family, that do things for family, they don't get appreciated as much as they should, you know, because people see it as it's their right. You're meant to do it. But I don't think, I think it should be a collective effort. We should all help each other. Because you're my sibling doesn't mean I automatically have right over you to take care of you. I help you, you help me. There are some ways you can help me too. Come together and help each other. That's why we are siblings. The burden should not just be left on one person.
This entitlement thing, Rashida. You know this Ordinary Ahmed Breaking the Family, the popular radio program. He was complaining the other day that he knows that amongst his siblings, same mother, same father, there are ones that he knows are rooting for him. He knows they are rooting for him not to succeed. That he can give one of them, let's say, for example, he gave the example like 1 million now. And the next day, if they hear him on the radio helping somebody with 100,000, 150,000, they are going to call his mom that, what is it? His family is there. He's not helping like that. So I think he was advising one of the complainants that, see, sometimes it's your blood that will betray you. Just do what is right, but don't agree to be burdened with what is not your responsibility. We tend to do that, especially first child, be it male or women, because some men, they don't send you. I mean, first of all, if you don't get out of,
men easily just check out than women, except you have the good ones that okay, do it for their heart. I saw a preaching that said that, which I agree. Oh God, I don't know. You know, these things, they are not straightforward. You might agree. So today I might come and agree with something. Tomorrow I'll feel indifferent about it.
But Rashida, with every new information, like, you are supposed to reassess your stand. You have a brain, you are a human being. What kind of thing is, with new information, I have new perspective. I see things differently. So you pardon me if I change my stand.
I was talking to my son. We talk a lot. And I was telling him that in life, everything is balanced. Too much of everything is not good. You know, you balance it. You try your best just to balance it. Don't do everything in excess. So he was talking about how Allah lifts one person in the family, and that one person is the person that will take responsibility for everybody. And I'm like,
from where?
I'm like,
that's the dangerous way of preaching.
That's very dangerous. Maybe that was not what he meant. So me, I'm now trying to digest it and say, okay, that's why I brought the point of I agree with him. Maybe he meant like, try your best. I don't even know. But I'm just trying to say, how can you say Allah will lift one person and that one person, everybody should come? And you know, people move around like that.
Nigerians
move around with, oh, this person that God has given money is the person that problem solver of everybody. Everybody should come and collect their share. So what is happening to the other people? Why are we not thinking, let everybody have this money? Like, everybody try your best and let us balance it.
No, it's my brother. He must do it.
May Allah not give us that mentality. May Allah make it easy for us. I don't know. I really don't know.
Everybody is just trying, you know. Everybody is just trying.
I really don't know. I want people to put themselves in other people's shoes. If I was the one in this situation, would I want this to happen to me? Will I want this to be how other people should treat me? And maybe if we start looking at it from that angle, life will be better.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, Rashida. You have to be intentional. You know, you want to be accountable. At least let me be a proper human being. But how many people would do that?
That's another question. I think we gave gems on today's podcast.
As always.
And we have come to the end of today's episode. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and give us your humble review.
Kindly follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sister Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. We are on YouTube too, guys. Let's hang out. Thank you so much for listening thus far.